This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. People's Liberty provides funding and mentoring to local civic-minded artists, entrepreneurs, and activists so they can turn their ideas into reality. And joining us to talk about the People's Liberty grants and two recently funded projects, One Degree of Separation and Spacewalk, are People's Liberty CEO Eric Avner, One Degree of Separation creator Kayla Ware, and Josiah Wolf, who with his wife Liz created Spacewalk. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And good to see everybody this afternoon.
Hi. Great to be here.
Nice to see you too.
Eric, how many projects has People's Liberty funded so far?
Oh, you had to ask me that. I think we're up to 26.
Wow.
26, and we're just into our second year.
I was going to say, it's only been a couple of years since you actually started this.
Absolutely. So. Every year, we keep getting more and more.
What are all the different levels of grants that People's Liberty offers?
Well, we give three different types of grants. We'll each January, we open up an application for our Hale Fellowship. Those are the $100,000 civic sabbaticals that we give to two people each year. And then we give three $15,000 grants for people to take over our storefront at our facility at Findlay Market at 1805 Elm. And then we have 16 $10,000 grants, project grants, that we give out twice a year. And actually, the second round of those grants is coming up this week. So we're pretty excited about that. So two fellowships, three storefront globe grants, and 16 project grants every year.
And it's the project grants that are coming up?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. How do people apply for those?
Actually, on our website, peoplesliberty.org. And then probably the best way of doing it is to come to an information session that we hold. For this particular round, we have an information session this Wednesday night at 6 p.m. at our facility at 1805 Elm Street, right at Findlay Market.
What kind of response do you get when you say we're opening up a round of grants? What's it like?
It's kind of amazing because you don't know who's gonna come out. And every time we do this, we get more and more applications and better applications. And then we actually get a lot of people who tried it once before, didn't quite get it the first time, work on their application and come back a second time, and sometimes that's successful. So we're just, every time we open the door, there's new ideas and new passion. And it's probably the most exciting part is I know fewer and fewer of the people who come out. So we're seeing more and more people from around the community take part in this.
And give us an idea what kind of ideas you're looking for.
Well, I think the ideas that we're looking for have a community a community engagement and a community development ambition to them. So what can get people to join or to act or to react or to engage with the city? How can you make change in your neighborhood? How can you make change in your block? How can you do something big in your community that you've just been wanting to try and that you've probably been talking about to all your friends and they're finally tired of you hearing, talking to you about it. And you're like, just enough, guys. Just go out and apply for it. Get some money for it. Try it out. Go do this idea instead of talk about it.
So you're basically looking for ideas to improve the community.
Yes, yes. And some of them may turn out to be ongoing. Some of them may be just a one-time project. So it's a little different. Could be an event. Could be an installation. Could be any number of things, but there's almost no limit to that. As long as the idea is how are you going to improve the community, that's the big goal.
Josiah, let's talk about the project that you and your wife created, which is a spacewalk.
Yes.
What is spacewalk? This sounds really intriguing.
Spacewalk is a scale model of our solar system, which is to scale as far as the size of the planets and the sun and also the distance between them. So it spans 3/4 of a mile.
So what scale does that work out?
3.5 billion to 1. Yeah, yeah.
Why was it important to you to create this scale model of the solar system? What got you started on this?
Well, idea? I started wanting to just see it myself for my own learning. I don't know. I got on this really childlike kick regarding this stuff a couple of years ago. I made one just myself. Liz helped paint it. I would set it up in a park and bring people, and everyone liked it. And walk them through it. I have a little thing, a little tour that I give. And I brought Eric. Someone said, you should bring Eric and get this grant to build a better one, a permanent one. And I did that and I got the grant. And we just finished building it for the most part. It's done.
Well, it to be fair to Josiah and Liz, that we as the People's Liberty staff, actually, we don't pick the application winners. We have community members who are serving as panelists and juries. So every project that gets submitted goes through a number of rounds of reviews, and actually the community members themselves pick the winners. So while I was like, I saw this that Josiah had built, was fascinated by it. I was like, Josiah, you should really apply. This is a really interesting idea.
That's true.
He went off and did it and was compelling and successful enough that the jury picked him.
So this really gives you an idea of the vastness of space.
It does. Yeah, at the time I didn't know. There are other ones around the world. And this is the only one I found that lights up at night. So it gives you this feeling like you're in outer space and you can walk from one planet to the next and kind of see, oh, this is how far apart they are and this is what they look like. And from there are lots of little thought experiments you can play.
So you start out with it's the sun as your starting point.
Yeah, you start with the sun.
Tell me how you recreated the sun. This is interesting.
So the sun is a hand-painted sphere. It's very realistic. Liz painted it. And it is filled with, I think, 60 little lights that are all on these different timers.
So you've got all these light-emitting diodes inside.
Different colors. And, at night it looks cool.
And I guess the lights kind of, they represent solar flares and
yeah, exactly. Neat. Yeah, exactly.
Now, what about the planets themselves? How did you create those?
I had this guy, Steve Cassino. He's a miniature painter. He actually paints on peanuts is his thing. He's good. He's really good.
That is pretty
I was connected with him, and he did all the painting of the, he did a great job. He painted them all, and they're painted with a black light pigment. So the lights that come on to the planets are on the sun side, so you kind of see half of it lit up just like you would if the sun was shining on it. It's a black light, so they kind of pop out at night real nice.
So how much time and work went into creating this?
Oh man, a lot, more than I thought would. I ended up taking 10 months pretty much focused on this thing, and if I did it again, I could do it probably in 1 month with everything I learned, but just trying to come up with the design and all the mistakes made. But it was a learning process.
What was the biggest surprise to you in making this?
Oh, man. Biggest surprise was how hard it was in general.
More work than you thought it was going to be.
Yeah, more work than I thought. Yeah, we ended up getting some more money together. Johnston Foundation helped with a bit more. And luckily, we came in a little – ended up coming out of my pocket a bit also in the end. But I'm happy with the result. Yeah. And I should say it's a good time to mention – we just partnered with Groundwork Cincinnati, who they maintain the Mill Creek. You know those guys?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was questioning where to do it, and I was leaning towards there, and I met this guy, Tanner, just by chance, and told him about it. He was like, oh, man, we're looking for this art project. This is perfect. So we started talking about it, and it really just worked out great. And I'm going to be working with some of the kids that they have come in there. They have the kids clean up the creek and do all sorts of things. I don't even want to get into it because I don't know exactly what they do. We partner with them. They're going to be actually taking donations for us for maintenance because we want this thing to last. And, I can't afford to maintain it myself. So basically I want to give it to the community. They're going to take donations at their website, groundworkcincinnati.org /donate if you want to go there. And we just set that up yesterday and today. So I just, as an incentive, I should say, I'm going to be giving people private tours. So can I give some donation number? Can I throw some stuff out there? Is that now a good time? Or?
Well, we'll have a link to all this on our website.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
Tell me about the kind of reaction, though, that you've gotten to this so far.
Well, our opening party was a week ago today, and it was great. It was like more people than I expected, over 100. It was overwhelming for me. I actually had a hard time handling that many people. It's kind of better with a small group. So I was very grateful for the amount of people, but I was also overwhelmed. And, it was, awesome that all those people came.
So you'd like to see this become a permanent feature along the Mill Creek?
Yeah, I'd like it to be there. I mean, we have at least a year, as far as with the parks, and then I can apply for another year. So it's like a year at a time kind of thing. But I'd like to give tours, and people can go themselves. You can go in the day or the night. I think it's better after dark, right around sunset when the lights come on.
And this has got a lot of educational value to it.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. I think it does benefit to go on a tour with me or obviously you could go with someone else who knows more than I do. Although I'm kind of an expert on this particular scale. Like, okay, with this scale, what would things be like?
You know? $3.5 billion.
Yeah.
I'm still amazed by that.
Yeah. So.
And Cale, let's talk about your project. Now, this is called 1 Degree of Separation. Tell me about this.
Okay, well, 1 Degree of Separation is pretty much just a mixed media mobile installation that has incorporates Surface tablets. So you'll be able to click on different people in the community's faces and activate their stories. And their stories all center around what do you love about Cincinnati and pretty much the celebration of our city.
So it's an interactive display.
Yeah, it's interactive. And at the end, you'll be able to go into a booth and record yourself and pretty much tell your own story about what do you love about Cincinnati and why do you like the city.
What gave you the idea to do this? What did you want to do this project?
Well, because I had just graduated from college and I moved back home and a lot of things had changed. A lot of things were changing and I feel like there's so many things that tear us apart and there's so many things that we have that can be decisive and split us apart. But what can we do that will all bring us together? And the one thing that everybody has in common that lives here and up to 275 is that we all live in Cincinnati. So it's like, what can we do to celebrate that one common, you know, thing that we all have?
Well, let's listen to one of those stories.
For me, it's the feeling that when somebody come in here and their car is mangled, they're sad, they're depressed. Like, I just want my car back fixed and they can't believe that we can get it back fixed. Like, man, this car is never going to be back right. But then when they come pick it up, the look on their face is like, oh my God, like, look at my car, like, my car is back. And they get in their car and drive off and they're happy. That's why I do this. I have nothing bad to say about Cincinnati, man. I love the environment. Even when I go out of town I've been to Miami, LA, New York. When I'm there, I always miss Cincinnati, man. This is home for me. I've been here since I was 5. It's all I know for real.
So what's the story behind that story?
He's actually, I'm actually friends with him. Like, we're actually, his name is Kitu. He owns a car company called Kitu's Auto. And I was like, you know, this is really cool because, I mean, we were only a couple years apart. And it's like to see one of your friends, you know, become an entrepreneur and really run a successful business. It's like you have a good story. But then what is also your, like, home story, you know? So it's like you've built this company, but how were you able to do that? And how Cincinnati helped you with that along the way? So I thought he would be, you know, a pretty good candidate to talk about the city support and how they've supported him in his endeavors.
Now, how long did it take you to gather the stories and how much work was that for you?
Oh, my goodness.
What was the process like?
Like Joseph had said, it was a lot more than anticipated. Essentially, when I got the grant, I kind of put out a blast kind of call that I wanted people to come and, like, you know, email me if you have a story you want to tell or what do you love about Cincinnati. But then I slowly began to reach out to different individuals that I knew and people. Then once I reached out to them, that was getting recommendations and it was great because it was so many people, you know, recommending me to others. And then, you know, having to film them and then editing their stories and then actually getting the installation fabricated and designed. It's just a lot of moving components and programmed. The tablets have to be programmed and it was a lot.
Yeah. You know, the installation opens, is it Friday?
Yes, September Friday? The 16th at Rheingeis from 6:30 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay, let's listen to another one of the stories while we're at it.
What is one thing that you think makes Cincinnati so unique?
I knew these guys who started an open mic in their own living room. So they would invite, like, tons of people over, and we would just sit on their floors and listen to musicians.
And, okay, tell me about this one.
Okay, that was Christina. She actually was a People's Liberty intern. She was, like, one of the first people I interviewed.
And, so she got you rolling.
Yeah, she did. She got me started. But essentially, it was just, once again, that kind of base level question. What do you think is unique about Cincinnati? Because she's not from here. So I think it's interesting to get people's perspectives of people who were born and raised in Cincinnati versus people who've come here and, like, interesting things that they find. And then I also think it's interesting to kind of hear what people like about Cincinnati and then subsequently what people don't like about Cincinnati. And it's also that, I mean, that's not in my installation, but just to sit there and hear, like, you know, kind of those two different viewpoints was really interesting for me.
Now, how tough or how easy was it for you to find people who had good things to say about Cincinnati?
Oh, it was easy. It was easy. You know, everybody, I think, has something that they appreciate about this city and that they can, like I said, celebrate about Cincinnati. So it wasn't hard. It wasn't hard. It was actually a lot more. I got a better response than I had anticipated. For sure.
How many videos did you end up with? How many stories did you end up with?
I probably have around 250. Oh. I've edited that down though to 30. So I have like my 30 best that made it to the actual installation. But I had to go through a ton of footage.
250. That's great. Well, people. How many? Okay, so 30 end up in the installation.
Yes.
Are they all on your website? Can you see them?
No, not yet. I want to wait until after the actual opening, and then put them on there because I want people to come and see it.
A surprise
down there. Yes, a surprise.
It's a surprise.
The element. Wow.
What were some of the other things people were telling you about Cincinnati?
I got a lot of. Cincinnati is a great place because it's small enough to where, like, if you have an idea, kind of like People's Liberty, if you have an idea, you can bring it to life. And it's not, but it's big enough to where it can make a very, actual impact. I got that a lot. I got people love Cincinnati because it's home. I got that a lot. I got, obviously downtown being revitalized. That was, like, a really big point for a lot of people. And then there were just, like, people who have these kind of obscure stories about, like, this one girl. She just remembered walking from Pendleton all the way downtown when the metro buses got shut down because it was so much snow. And it's just something that she's always going to keep with her, something that she loved about the city is the season changes and, So it's just a lot of different stories.
So, Eric, you think Kayla's project says a lot about Cincinnati?
I think all these projects just fascinate me because I sort of sit back and I'm smiling and thinking about all these different projects because I think what we're trying to do with People's Liberty is find people who want to do something in this community and give them an opportunity to try. And you'll hear, Josiah has said it and Kayla has said it too. It's harder than it looks to actually get off the couch and do something. But we're there to help. We're there to try to give some resources, but also open up doors, give connections, whatever the Hale Foundation can open for them. But I think it's ultimately this idea of can we trust 150 people that we're going to be funding over the course of 5 years to do things in this community and in the process learn how to create, learn how to start, learn how to just deal with volunteers, learn how to close a street, learn how to just start, deal with branding and deal with websites and deal with social media. Just get off the couch and start doing something in this community. And I think that over the course of the 5 years of People's Liberty, we're gonna see a really interesting community of doers emerge that are going to move the city even further.
So, Kayla, are people still able to submit stories to you?
Yes, people are still able to submit if they go to my website. It's www.one, this is actually the number one, degreeofsep.com. You can go and there's a submit form on the actual website where you can go and, tell your story and say, you would like to be interviewed. And then, like I said, at the actual installation, people will have the opportunity to film themselves as well. And they can go into a booth and talk about what they love about the city and what inspires them about living in Cincinnati.
So you got 250 stories. Think you'll get another 250 more?
I hope so. the more the merrier. And it's going to be real fun when, because I was doing all the filming and all the editing. It's going to be a lot more fun when they can come and film themselves and then, still enjoy these stories. So.
After Rheingeist, what would you like to see happen for this exhibit?
It's mobile, so I want to continue to move it. Some other places I have in mind are like the Contemporary Arts Center and the Freedom Center and maybe the library. So we're kind of working on that right now. But it'll be at Rheingeist for 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. And Josiah, as far as the spacewalk goes and the scale model of the solar system, do you have any plans to create anything larger or expand on this at any point?
Oh, well, I've thought about larger things. But no, they would all be...
The universe, perhaps?
They would be more expensive projects, multi-million dollar. But yeah, our corner of our galaxy, for example, the stars that you can see in the sky, put them in a very tall building all around, and then you sit in one place in the middle and you look around, you can actually see the constellations, but when you move around the building you realize they're all just spread around.
Well, thanks everybody for joining me this afternoon. People's Liberty CEO Eric Abner, One Degree of Separation creator Kayla Ware, and Josiah Wolf, who along with his wife Liz created Spacewalk.